Start. This chapter is titled King Prithu's 100 Horse Sacrifices. So we saw how Prithu Maharaj in this previous chapter had sort of started restoring the original glory of Mother Earth with all the facilities which was there when Anga was ruling, and after Vena came up, and after Vena left, in that brief period Mother Earth had retracted all the natural resources back, and Prithu Maharaj, by properly following the instructions given by Mother Earth, he has restored the original opulence of Mother Earth. It has manifested again. So now, further, because Vidura had asked that, please speak about, you know, how did this Prithu Maharaj milk the earth? Why did she take the form of a cow? Who was the calf? What was the milking pot? Please describe all that, he had asked, and that has been answered. But he had also asked that why did this Indra have to steal the sacrificial horse of Prithu Maharaj? So in response to that, now Maitreya Muni is going to narrate this incident. So this will be discussed in two chapters. Of course, the first chapter is this whole episode of Indra stealing, then Brahmaji coming and requesting Prithu Maharaj to stop. And then in the next chapter we will see that how the Lord would be very pleased with this demeanor of Prithu Maharaj. He will come and appreciate Prithu Maharaj, express his gratitude, and give some instructions, and then Prithu Maharaj will offer his prayers. So the Lord will come with Indra. He will bring Indra, Ajao, and he will pacify and settle this whole issue. They will embrace each other. So anyway, but these two chapters, 19 and 20, deal with this episode of Indra stealing the horse, sacrificial horse. Yeah, Purandar, the current Indra. No. Yagya, correct. Yeah. Partial expansion of the Lord. Okay. Maitreya Uvacha Apadikshata Raja To Hayameva Shatena Saha Brahma Varte Manokshetre Yatra Prachi Saraswati. Brahma Varte Manokshetre. In Brahmavarta, which was the capital of Swayambhu Manu, Yatra Prachi Saraswati, where river Saraswati turns east in Brahmavarta, Ata Saha Raja Adikshata Hayameda Shatena. At that place, Prithu Maharaj arranged to perform 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas. Okay? Not very sure anyone has heard which place is Brahmavarta. I don't know. Ata abhipretya bhagavan karma pishayamatmanah shatakraturna mamrishe prutor yajna mahotsavam. Atmanah karma atishayam abhipretya. So at this point of time, Indra is thinking, now this Prithu is planning for 100. Next he may do 101 and 108 also. Till now I have the record, I hold the record for the maximum number of Ashwamedha Yajnas, but this Prithu may overtake me. Tad karma atishayam abhipretya, fearing that Prithu Maharaj might excel him, Bhagavan Shatakratu, the powerful Indra, who is also known as Shatakratu. But if Prithu Maharaj also performs 100, then he will lose that name also, Shatakratu, because there are more than one Shatakratus. Okay. Nam Amrusha, he could not tolerate Prithur Yajna Mahotsavam. The great sacrifice performed by Prithu Maharaj, Indra could not tolerate. So Prabhupada writes here in the purport, in the material world, everyone wants to enjoy. In the material world, everyone who wants to enjoy is envious of others. This includes Indra also, who was envious of others who performed powerful yajnas or austerities. So Prabhupada says, I don't think this Indra is like this. He says, depending on whatever is their own achievement, within their zone, everyone is envious, Prabhupada says, in this material world. So one should not be astonished that Indra became envious. Because if you understand what it takes to perform one Ashwamedha Yajna, one would realize how great an activity it is. You know, it's practically impossible. One Ashwamedha Yajna means conquering this whole world once, like that 100 times, which means it was such an unimaginable task that Indra had performed. So at that level there will be some envy. At our level we become envious of small things, at their level they become envious of bigger things. So Prabhupada says one should not be surprised, because that is the nature of material world. Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for those who are non-envious, nirmatsara. In other words, one who is not free of envy cannot advance in Krishna consciousness. In Krishna consciousness, if someone excels another person, the devotee who is excelled thinks how fortunate he is to be advancing in devotional service. He sees the other person advancing in devotional service and he thinks how fortunate he is advancing so fast in devotional service. As His Holiness Raghunath Swami Maharaj says that if you feel happy seeing another devotee advance, then you get the same benefit. You also advance. All you need to do is to just be happy. In seeing their advancement. So who was sharing this? His Holiness Devamrita Swami Maharaj, during this recent WIDC meeting, he was sharing. Devamrita Swami Maharaj, right? He said, Vaishnav watching. He was sharing. Vaishnav watching, that is the Vaishnav sport, he said. Just keep observing the Vaishnavas, how they are, advancing, and feel happy and appreciate. You need not do anything, just sitting in one place you make tremendous advancement in your devotional life, Maharaj was sharing. It's such a great opportunity, especially in the ashram setup, he was telling. There are so many Vaishnavas. And like Madhav Gopal Prabhu was sharing in yesterday's class, day before yesterday's class, that you just have to catch them doing right. That's all. And you get an opportunity to appreciate them. So just like we have the tendency to keep looking for faults, similarly, if we can dovetail it to, you know, keep looking for the right things. So just catch them doing it right, and you get an opportunity to glorify them and learn from them. He said it's like a tremendous opportunity in the ashram setup, like that Maharaj was also sharing. That you can just sit at one place, keep observing the Vaishnavas and catch them doing it right. and you appreciate them, you also progress. You need not do anything actually like that. Prabhupada says, this is the typical mode in Vaikuntha. Envy is typical of material world, and even the demigods are not free of envy. Okay. So we have our own zone, and we compete in our league, they compete in their league. So Prabhupada says, that's the nature of material world. Indra will certainly not feel envious of seeing your capability to memorize shlokas or, you know, speak so well or whatever it is. He is not going to feel envious at all. So they have their league. In their league, they also have some envy. In our league, we have some envy. So he says that is the nature of material world. One need not feel, you know, surprised that Indra is feeling like this.
Yatra yajnapatis sakshat bhagavan haririshwarah anvabhuyata sarvatma sarvaloka guru prabhu.
Yatra, in that sacrifice, which means the 100th sacrifice, yajnapati, the master of sacrifice, prabhu bhagavan, the supreme lord himself, okay, sakshat anvabhuyata, he personally appeared there in that, in those sacrifices performed by Prithu Maharaj. This was not the case with Indra's performance of 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas. The Lord did not personally come to accept his share of sacrifice. So here it is mentioned, this is mentioned to show that so the superior nature of Prithu Maharaj's sacrifice over Indra's sacrifice. So Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur mentions here, 7 verses, that is verses 3 to 9, show that how Prithu Maharaj surpassed Indra in execution of karma. So these Ashwamedha Yajnas, they are, in one sense, they are like karma kandiya sacrifices only. But of course, Prithu Maharaj was not a karma mishra bhakta. He was like a pure devotee only, but still, certain things have to be done. As Prabhupada would mention in one of the future purports, that these are the things which a king is expected to do, so therefore Prithu Maharaj was doing. So therefore when he was asked to stop, he stopped. That's all. There's no problem. Because he was attached to performing devotional service. Nevertheless, because there was a need, he was doing this Ashwamedha Yajnas. Otherwise he was not interested in this. That would become clear during the when the chapter progresses. Okay.
Proxy,
correct. The Advaita priest used to do it. Okay.
Anvito brahma sarvabhyam lokapalai sahanugaihi upagiyamano gandharvair muni vischapsara soganaihi.
The Lord, accompanied by Brahma and Shiva as well as the other devatas and their followers, was praised by the Gandharvas, Apsaras and sages. As soon as the Lord appeared, the Gandharvas, Apsaras, sages, they all started glorifying the Supreme Lord. Sometime during the sacrifice, when he came to accept his share of the sacrifice. Sometime either during the sacrifice or after the sacrifice, whenever the Lord came, whenever it was his time to accept his share of sacrifice, he came. I have never seen personally one of these sacrifices. I don't know at what time during the sacrifice the Lord comes.
Siddha vidyadara daitya dhanava guhyakadayaha sunandananda pramukaha parshada pravaraharehe kapilo narado datto yogesha sanakadayaha tamanviyur bhagavata yecha tatsevanotsukaha.
ಸಿದ್ಧಾಸ್, ವಿದ್ಯಾಧರಾಸ್, ದೈತ್ಯಾಸ್, ದಾನವಾಸ್, ಯಕ್ಷಾಸ್, ಸುನಂದ, ನಂದ, ಹೂ ಆರ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಚೀಫ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ಸ್, ಕಪಿಲ, ನಾರದ, ದತ್ತಾತ್ರೇಯ, ದ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಯೋಗ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಕುಮಾರಾಸ್, ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಈಗರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸರ್ವೀಸ್, ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್, ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಹಿಮ್.
ಯತ್ರ ಧರ್ಮದುಗಾ ಭೂಮಿಹಿ ಸರ್ವಕಾಮದುಗಾ ಸತಿ ದೋಗ್ಧಿ ಸ್ಮಾ ವೀಪ್ಸಿತಾನರ್ಥಾನ್ ಯಜಮಾನಸ್ಯ ಭಾರತ.
ಓ ವಿದುರ, ಯತ್ರ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೃಥು ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಅಶ್ವಮೇಧ ಯಜ್ಞಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಇಂದ್ರ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಕಮ್, ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ನೋ ರಿಯಲಿ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. All his associates and everyone, it was like a big festival. Of course, Ashwamedha Yagya itself is like a huge festival. And if the Lord has personally come, then all the Siddhas, Charanas, Apsaras, Gandharvas, everyone is there glorifying the Lord. And at that sacrifice, Mother Earth, who is addressed as Sarva Kama Duga, one who gives all the desirable items, dharma duga, which means she gives dharma, dogdisma abhipsitan artan to prithu, whatever prithu maharaj asked for performing the yajna, mother earth immediately gave it. Whatever you need, you ask. You want a diamond aarti plate, take it. Like that. Whatever he wanted, everything Mother Earth provided. Like that. She also gave, no? See, she gave him slippers wearing which he could go anywhere at the speed of mind. He has to just think and he is there. She might have probably, in a humorous note, on a humorous note, I mean, after that, you know, he chased her, probably wearing the same slippers, you know, wherever she went, you know, he was there before she even reached there. So, Dharma Duga, Prabhupada commenting on this, he says, Dharma Duga indicates Kama Denu or Surabhi. Krishna is engaged in tending these cows, Surabhir Abhipalayantam. And she gives unlimited milk from which one gets all milk products, especially ghee. And ghee is used in sacrifice, which subsequently produces all necessities of life. How she is Dharma Duga? Because ultimately, to perform all sacrifices, you need ghee. And ghee is produced from milk. Milk is given by the cows. Therefore, the cows are called Dharma Duga. Therefore, no dharmic activity can be performed without cows. And for performing, for lighting the sacrificial fire also, you need cow dung cakes. Okay, so that is also given by the cows. Therefore, she is called Dharma Duga. But in Kali Yuga, there are no qualified brahmanas. Therefore, the yajna recommended for this age of Kali is Sankirtan Yajna. Now, ISKCON has started this Sankirtan Yajna, and therefore, everyone should take advantage. Then there will be no scarcity even in industrial enterprises. Prabhupada writes, you perform yajna and even in industrial enterprises there will be no scarcity. Like that.
So how important are the other yajnas which we perform in our enterprise? They are
Thank you.
See, it depends on the faith of the performer also. It depends on the, for example, in Prabhupada's sannyas ceremony, it was like proper Vaishnavas only who were performing the Vaishnava Yajna. Not that it is not necessary, but for someone like Prabhupada and Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, for them who had absolute faith in the holy name, for them they didn't feel the necessity. When Babaji Maharaj was singing Mahamantra, they said, you know, Avaj kam karo, you know, we have to chant the Yajnik mantras. And Prabhupada from behind would say, no, no, raise the volume, like that. So, Prabhupada never stopped it, in one sense, at least for the main events. And also during, I remember reading in Lilamrit, during Krishna Balram opening, Prabhupada said that, you know, if you don't perform these yajnas, the local people will never accept us. So that way, wherever it's necessary, because if in public's eye, if you have to be bona fide, in one sense, you have to do these things. So, but, and Bhagavatam also says, Tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyeta yavata matkata shravanadavva shraddha yavan na jayate. In one sense, that's a specific instruction given in Bhagavatam, but it is a general principle also, in one sense. That verse says, one should continue to perform one's prescribed duties till one develops faith in the limbs of devotional service. So one should not whimsically give up the practice of prescribed duties if one has not yet developed that full faith in devotional service. So that's a specific principle, specific injunction given, but it's a general principle also. If one has absolute faith in chanting the holy name, such a person need not perform any other sacrifice. But how many of us fall in that category? So, this is my understanding. So, to what extent we have to perform these other sacrifices? Mean personally for us, to the extent we have developed faith in the holy name, to that extent the other sacrifices are not necessary. To that extent even deity worship is not necessary. But for us, we are not at that stage. Prabhupada says that for beginners, deity worship is extremely vital. So, I think this is the principle, that to what is our level of faith, that would decide. This is my understanding. Yeah, that faith may not be there, but certainly for those who are coming from pious backgrounds, for example, if you take, you know, from a very young age, you know, I have heard my parents, grandparents always, I have grown up hearing them say that, you know, wherever, whether even if it may be a marriage, okay, if proper brahmanas are performing a yajna, inviting Lord Vishnu, then she would say that, I would say, mera aang jal raha hai, itna, you know, smoke aa raha hai, no, 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 nothing doing, come, it's very auspicious, she would drag me. Okay, so, you know, so therefore, when I see some Vedic sacrifices, proper mantras being chanted and yajna is being performed, You know, certainly, you know, I may not want to stand there all the time because my eyes might burn, but then certainly I have a feeling that, okay, maybe this is bona fide. So, at least the pious sections of people who have grown up in India, probably they definitely feel that, you know, you cannot do away with all these other rituals also, because they are part of Varnashram also. So if you want to establish Varnashram, you cannot just, on one side we say that the movement needs the support of Varnashram for continuing further. What constitutes Varnashram then? All these various rituals also very much constitute part of Varnashram. Comes, you know, on one hand it's also a very important cultural aspect also. So, we can't just get away, you know, do away with all these things. People may not have absolute faith in the yajnas, but certainly some level of faith is there. It's never black and white. It's always some grey area is there. Okay. They may not have absolute faith that practically this ahuti that I am telling, Indraya Swaha, that same thing, you know, Indra is getting in his cup, you know, that kind of faith people may not have, but certainly some level of faith that, you know, अरे ये लोग भी ऐसा यज्ञ वज्ञ करते हैं तो मतलब सही रहेगा, मतलब what they are doing is right. That kind of faith, I think many people fall in that category. Many people fall in that category. If you just do chanting, maybe not many people may attend. This is my understanding. Then why did you perform it there? Is that your question? Eventually they would come to know about it, na? Do you think Prabhupada intended to keep them in Russia only, never ever exposing them to India? It was not like that. I mean, there could be multiple reasons, but the thing is, eventually they would, it's just a question of time before which they would come to India, see all these other places. Like, and it actually happened, the initial, many, some of the initial followers of Prabhupada, when they went to India early and they got exposed to so many things, they actually got, Prabhupada ne sab kuch diya nahi humko. Ye log itna cheez bol rahe hain yaar, ye, matlab, these things and all, Prabhupada never told. And they actually changed. So, it's bound to happen actually. Because just because we are part of a part of an institution need not necessarily mean that that is one aspect, and you know, and certainly when these kind of Varnashram aspects are introduced, that person may be from Russia or the United States, wherever it may be, but if his level of faith is on that level of, you know, sort of some not absolute faith in the holy name also, and maybe some faith in Varnashram if he has, then those Varnashram aspects, Varnashram in the sense, I don't mean to say, you know, those limbs of Varnashram which are against the bhakti, but those limbs of Varnashram which are also, you know, not contradictory to the principles of pure devotional service. So one may feel the necessity of those limbs also. So, then they naturally will get, they may feel that, oh, in this can keep me engaged. How many of us, you know, can stay engaged by chanting 24 hours? It's not possible. Not, most of us may not fall in that category. So, that's why Krishna says, you know, these various levels he has given. Shreyan, what is it? Mayeva mana adatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya nivashishyasi mayya. So these various levels he has given for, because some people need engagement, their level is engagement of their physical senses. Okay. So they need to engage that. Only then they can stay absorbed. So they need avenues for that. Okay. So depending on whatever is one's level of faith, then to that extent they can give up. But if you say that, you know, I have full faith in chanting the holy name, which means one should be completely satisfied sitting and chanting 24 hours a day. If that is the case, then those things are not necessary. Yeah, this is my understanding. But then Maitreya continues.
Uhus sarvarasan nadya kshira dadyanna gorasan taravo bori varshmana prasu prasu yantamadurchitah.
So this is during the Ashwamedha yagyas performed by Prithu Maharaj. It is mentioned the rivers flowed with all kinds of saps, yogurt, milk and food, the tall trees dropping honey produce food, you know, they were dripping with honey, and they also produced fruits profusely. So Prabhupada here writes in the purport, if rivers are not polluted and allowed to flow and sometimes allowed to flood the land, then the land becomes very fertile and produces all kinds of vegetables, fruits and grains. Earth has all the rasas. It can provide sugarcane, chilies, lemons and all kinds of tastes based on the seed. As Krishna says, bijam mam sarva bhutanam. Therefore all the arrangements are there. The jiva only needs to know how to satisfy the yajna purusha. You just need to know. If you are standing in front of an ATM machine, you need, it has everything, whatever you want. It's a big ATM machine. So you just need to know what you need to do to get the stuff out. If you keep banging it or you're doing whatever, you know, it may not come out. You need to just put one, you know, coin or note, whatever it may be. Trees are meant to produce honey and fruits. But in Kali Yuga, there are big trees, but there are no fruits and honey because of lack of yajna. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, Sankirtan yajna is very, very vital. Again, Prabhupada comes back to the same point. Sankirtan yajna is very vital. Like that.
Sindavoratna nikaran girayonam chaturvidam upayanam upajakru sarve loka satalakah.
The oceans offered heaps of jewels, mountains offered four kinds of food, and all the planets and their lords offered gifts to Prithu Maharaj. It was not so grand when Indra performed his Ashwamedha yagyas. It was like, already Indra was seeing, I also performed 100 Ashwamedha yagyas. It was never so grand. It seems like he will easily, you know, overtake me. Everyone seems to be so favorably inclined towards this personality. So he became very envious of Prithu Maharaj. 100. I was feeling, Indra was feeling, what about 100? He may overtake me and he could end up doing 108. He was feeling very insecure. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, as stated in Ishopanishad, material creation is supplied with all the potencies for production of all necessities, be it ocean or mountains. The oceans produce coral, pearls and all such things, and the mountain produces mineral rich water which fertilizes the land to produce four kinds of food, because it's mentioned girayo annam chaturvidam. How can the mountain offer the four kinds of food? Prabhupada writes, because when water flows through mountain, it flows with lot of minerals, and those minerals fertilize the land, and then that land produces four kinds of food, that is charvya, lehya, chushya and peya. That which is edible, that which is licked, that which is swallowed and that which is drunk. Four kinds of foodstuff. Oceans produced corals, pearls and fish. The Vaishyas and Kshatriyas took the jewels, and the Shudras took, what does Prabhupada write? Fish. In this age, factories produce tons of fertilizers. One may say that, okay, abhi mountain nahi hai, toh kya abhi factories mein bhi itna urea and all those fertilizers are being produced. In this age, factories produce tons of fertilizers, but if the Lord is pleased, wonderful fertilizing chemicals come from mountains. Therefore, everything depends on the people's acceptance of Vedic principles of sacrifice. So basically, that's what Mother Earth is also emphasizing to Prithu Maharaj, that accept the proper method. That is a way of getting things. If you accept the way, then you can be happy.
Iti chadoksha jeshasya prutostu paramodayam asoyan bhagavan indra pratighatam achikarat.
Asuyan, envious, prutoho tu parama udayam, envious of this amazing prosperity of Prithu Maharaj,
adokshaja ishasya, who was the Supreme Lord himself, Bhagavan Indraha pratigatam achikarat.
He decided to obstruct the sacrifice. Said, no way I can let this sacrifice be complete. Then people will forget me, or maybe this Prithu Maharaj may take my place, like that.
Charamena ashvamedena yajamane yajushpatim vainye yajna pashum spardhan apo vahati rohitah.
Yajamane vainye yajushpatim. When Prithu Maharaj was worshipping Yajnapati Vishnu, Charamena Ashwamedena, by this last 100th horse sacrifice, Spardhan, Indra with a very competitive and envious attitude, Tirohitaha, he became invisible, Yajnapasham Apovaha, and he stole the horse. He had also come for the sacrifice because Lord Vishnu had come. But he suddenly became invisible and he took the horse with him. In the presence of Lord. Okay.
Tamatrir Bhagavanaikshat Tvaramanam Vihayasa Amuktam Iva Phakandam Yodarme Dharma Vibramaha.
Bhagavan Atri. So when this happened, Atri Muni understood immediately. He could see. Bhagavan Atrihi Tam Aikshat. Bhagavan Atri Muni saw what Indra was doing. Even though he became invisible from other people's eyes, but Atri Muni saw Indra.
Twaramanam Vihayasa. He saw Indra moving fast in the sky.
Amuktamiva, just like a liberated person.
Amuktam iva, Prabhupada is like a liberated, he was just like a Paramahamsa. Yeah, like a sannyasi.
Yaha pakandam,
and who by that disguise,
adharme dharma vibrama, he made people think of adharma to be dharma. What he was doing was adharmic, But because he was dressed in a very dharmic way, people thought that, oh, this must be dharma, I think. Like that they were thinking. So, Prabhupada here writes in the purport, Pakanda means imposter, dressed like a sadhu, but dressed like a sadhu but sinful. Amukta Iva means as if he was dressed like a liberated person, which means he was not. He was also sinful. Conditioned soul has the tendency to cheat, and this is found in Indra also. Real sannyasi means one who has renounced all worldly affairs and is simply engaged in Lord's service. Anashrita karma phalam karyam karma karotiyah sa sannyasi cha yogi cha na niragmer na chakriya. Real sannyasi and real yogi is one who is not attached to enjoying the fruits of his activities. Not that person who is dressed in you know saffron clothes or dressed in kaupin and not performing any prescribed duties. That is not what characterizes a sannyasi. Sannyasi means he is characterized by anashrita karma phalam. He does not want to enjoy the fruits of his activity. Cheating sadhus were existing since the time of Prithu Maharaj, and this was introduced by Indra. Sannyasi has to be very cautious, Prabhupada says. Sannyasira alpachidra sarvaloke gay. Even if there is a small spot in a sannyasi's in a white dress, everyone can see. Okay. Therefore, unless one is very sincere and serious, one should not take up to the sannyas order. Actually, it is better not to take sannyas in Kali because the provocations are very strong. Only a very exalted person should try taking sannyas, like the Prabhupada writes.
Atrina chodito hantum Prituputro Maharataha Anvadavata Sankruddhas Tishta Tishteti Chabravit. Atrina Hantum Choditaha. And Atriya told to the son of Prithu Maharaj, go and kill this fellow. Kill him. Atrina Chodito Hantum Prituputro Maharataha. The son of Prithu, who was a great warrior, Sankruddhaha Anvadavata, in great anger he followed Indra. Tishta, tishta, iti abravit. He said, stop, stop. Because you cannot shoot a person from behind. It's not proper kshatriya conduct. So he said, hey, stop and fight with me. Prabhupada writes, the words tishta, tishta are used by a kshatriya in the battlefield to challenge another kshatriya who is fleeing away. If someone is fleeing from the battlefield, they say, tishta, tishta. Stop and fight. Don't run away like a coward. And if he stops and fights, fine, you can fight. But if he is just running, you cannot shoot him from behind. Like that. If he doesn't stop, then he should be allowed to run away from the battlefield.
Or if you
can run fast and go ahead of him. All he needs to do is to turn back again. Okay. So, a kshatriya cannot kill another kshatriya from behind. And nor does a real kshatriya flee away from battlefield. But Indra, in spite of being so exalted, became degraded due to stealing of the horse. Therefore, he ran without observing kshatriya principles.
So once when one commits one sinful activity, then it becomes all the more difficult to follow other dharmic principles also. So Prabhupada here writes, see, already Indra had stolen the horse. At least now that he was challenged for a fight, he should have stopped and fought with Indra. Is such a, he has the capacity to pulverize mountains with his thunderbolt. But he could have as well stopped and fought with Vijitashva, the name of Prithumaraj's son, because he stopped Indra and he got the horse back. He was called Vijitashva. So he could have fought with Vijitashva, but because he had already committed one sinful activity of stealing, so it has a cascading effect, because it covers you up further, and more you start breaking the rules of conduct. So that's what Indra is doing, and Prabhupada is indicating here. Indra was so exalted, he would have definitely known the rules of Kshatriya conduct, but because he had stolen the horse, okay, he became degraded and he did not have the strength to follow or the intelligence to follow the other conducts also. Same thing happened with Ajamil also. He broke one principle and then it just cascaded. It becomes more difficult to follow the others also. One becomes weak.
Tamtadrishakritim vikshya mene dharmam sharirinam jatilam basmanachannam tasmai danam namunchati. Tamtadrisha akritim vikshya, seeing him dressed in such, dur se to kuch tik se dikha nahi, but when he went close, he saw that he was dressed in such a dress. Jatilam, he had matted locks of hair. Basmana achannam, and his body was smeared with ashes. Mene dharmam shareenam. Prithumaraj's son thought that he must be a very religious person. Tasmai banam na munchati. Therefore, he did not release the arrow. Apparently, he had caught up with Indra. He could have released the arrow, but he did not release it because of seeing the external dress of Indra.
Vadan nivrittam tam tambhuyo hanta vetrir achodayat jahi agyahanam tata mahendram vibudadamam.
Atril bhuyah tam hantave achodayat. So when he came back without killing him, Atri said, why did you not kill him? Go again and kill him. Vadan nivrittam, after Vijitashva had refrained from killing Indra, he said, why did you not kill? My dear boy, jahi yajnahanam, he is the destroyer of your father's sacrifice, you should kill him. Mahendram, he is Indra, but Vibhuta Adamam, he is the lowest of the devatas. See how he is acting. So he deserves to be killed. So go and kill him. Why did you come empty-handed?
Evam vanyasutaproktas twaramanam vihayasa anvadravat abhikruddo ravanam grudraradiva.
Evam proktaha, thus being instructed by Atrimuni, vanyasutaha, the son of Vainya is son of Vena. Vainya Sutaha is son of Prithumaraj. Anvadravat abhikruddho, he pursued Indra with great anger. Twaramanam vihayasa, and Indra himself was moving in the sky very fast. Ravanam gridraradiva, just as Jatayu pursued Ravana when he was abducting Mother Sita, in the same way the son of Prithumaraj, he was chasing after Indra. Indra is compared to Ravana here.
Soshvam rupam cha tadhitva tasma antarhita swarat वीरस्वपशुमादाय पितुर्यज्ञम् उपेयिवान्
अश्वम् रूपं च तद्धित्वा. सो इन्द्र गिव अप, ही सेड देयर इज नो वे आई कैन रन फास्ट एनफ विद दिस हॉर्स, सो लेट मी गिव अप द हॉर्स. सो ही गिव अप द हॉर्स एंड ही गिव अप दैट ड्रेस आल्सो because probably he was feeling inconvenient to run with that dress. So he gave up that dress also and he started running. Then, saha tasma antarhita swarat, he became invisible again. Viraha swapashum adaya pitur yajyam upayivan. And then, the son of Prithu Maharaj then took that horse and came back to the sacrificial arena of his father, Prithu Maharaj.
तत्तस्य चाद्भुतं कर्म विचक्ष्य परमर्षयः नामदेयं ददुस्तस्मै विजिताश्व इति प्रभो.
ओ विदुरा, द ग्रेट सेज हैज सीन द सन्स अस्टाउंडिंग एक्शन. तत्तस्य अद्भुतं कर्म विचक्ष्य विजिताश्व इति नामदेयं ददुः. सीइंग हिज वंडरफुल एक्ट, ऑल द ऋषिज गेव हिम द नेम विजिताश्व, one who had won the horse or conquered the horse.
Upasrajya tamastivram jaharashvam punarharihi chashala yopatas channo hiranya rashanam vibuhu.
Then suddenly Indra created intense darkness. Upasrajya tamastivram, and again he disguised himself, Punar Ashwam Jahar. Again he stole the horse. Hiranya Rashanam, along the Ashwamedha Yajna, horse is tied with a golden rope. Along with the golden rope he stole the horse. Chashala Yupataha, from the sacrificial post in which the horse was tied, he released the horse from that pole and he left again with the horse.
अत्रि संदर्शयामास त्वरमानं विहायस कपालकत्वांगदरं वीरो नैनं अभारत.
अगेन अत्रि वास और इंद्रास एनिमी, अगेन अत्रि मुनि सा है. अत्रि ही संदर्शयामास, ही वाज द इंचार्ज ऑफ द सीसीटीवी, ही हैड द सीसीटीवी, सो ही वाज लाइक, हे दिस इट्स इंद्रा. Maybe it was some infrared, it was fit with some infrared camera or something, you know, it could watch even in dark. So, Atri Sandarshayamasa, Twaramanam Vihayasa, which was, and again he saw that Indra was quickly moving in the sky. Viraha na enam abhadata, again Prithu's son did not kill him. Why? Kapala katvanga dharam, because this time Indra was carrying a staff with skull on top, which means like the Shaivites, Shaivite sadhus. Yes, sir. He said, oh, this must be a very dharmic person. So he did not kill him.
Atrina choditastasmai sandathe vishikam rusha soshvam rupam cha tadhitva tastav antarhita swarat.
Again Atri, he ordered the son of Prithu Maharaj, Vijitashva, tasmai sandade vishikam rusha. He said, man, too much, now I will kill him. So in great anger he fixed an arrow on his bow.
Ashvam rupam cha tadhitva sahaswarat antarhita tastav.
Again Indra gave up the horse and he gave up that disguise and he became invisible to Vijitashva and ran away.
Virashchashvam upadaya pitriyajyam atavrajat tat avadyam hare rupam jagruhur jnana durbalaha.
Ashvam upadaya viraha pitriyajyam avrajat. So then taking that horse, that heroic son of Prithu Maharaj returned back to the sacrificial arena of Prithu. But Jnana Durbala, the weak people with weak intelligence, which means foolish people, thereafter, tad harehe rupam jagruhu, they adopted this despicable dress of Indra, because they thought that all dharmic peoples should dress like this, they thought. So they thought that, and this is dharma, this act is dharma, so I will also follow this dharma and wear the same dress as this dharmic personality, like that they thought. Avadhyam, who was not yet killed by the son of Prithu Maharaj. So, Srila Vishnagadi Thakur comments here, he says, foolish people think that because Indra was not killed, they also will not be killed. Okay? What did Indra do? Indra stole. Was Indra killed? No. How did he escape? Because he wore this dress. So we also want to steal. So we will also wear this dress. And after that, if we steal, we will also not be killed. Like that. This was their logic. Foolish people think that because Indra was not killed, they also cannot be killed. And they started their own apasampradaya. And starting their own apasampradaya, they desire to define their goal of sacrifice as attainment of powers, stealing others' wealth and making the body disappear. This was their goal. Because this is exactly what Indra was doing, wearing that dress of a mendicant. So they thought that, oh, achaya, this is good. We can also get these siddhis. So they made Indra as their sampradaya acharya and they started all these things. Prabhupada also comments in the purport. He says, since time immemorial, only Tridandi sannyas was there. But later Shankaracharya introduced Ekadandi sannyasi and then many other non-approved sects also arose. Because he changed, people thought, okay, we will also change. Apparently change is acceptable. Like that. Some of them go naked, others break all the four regulative principles under various pretense. Such people are called Pakhandis. Also it is stated that Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatah Samatvenaiva Vikshyeta Sa Pashandi Bhavet Dhruvam. So Pashandi means one of the characteristics of a Pashandi is he thinks that doesn't matter whether you worship the demigods or Lord Vishnu, all everything is same only. One who thinks like that is a Pashandi. One of the characteristics. In Kali Yuga, the Pashandis are very prominent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to kill them through Sankirtan Yajna. ISKCON is also following that good work of killing the Pashandis through Sankirtan Yajna, which means killing their mentality. To consider the names of demigods like Lord Vishnu or Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma or Shiva to be equal to the names of Lord Vishnu. Yeah. Yani rupani jagruhe indro hayajhirshaya tani papasya kandhani lingam kandam ihochyate. Whatever forms Indra accepted for stealing the horse, those became the symbols or khanda. Khanda means symbols of sin. Tani papasya khandani. Papasya khanda. Therefore, pakanda. Therefore, pakanda means papasya khanda. Means symbols of sin. So, whatever form Indra accepted, those became the symbols of sin. Pakanda. Thus, those persons are called Pakandas or Pashandas. Lingam Kandam Iha Uchyate. Like that.
Okay, let's continue.
एवं इंद्रो हरत्यश्वं वैन्ययज्ञजिगांसया तत्कृहीतवसृष्टेषु पाकण्डेषु मतिर्नृणां धर्मयित्युपधर्मेषु नग्नरक्तपटादिषु प्रायेण सज्जते भ्रान्त्या पेशलेषु च वाग्निषु.
When Indra stole the horse with a desire to stop the sacrifice of Prithu Maharaj, people's minds became attracted to those disguises of heretics which he assumed and rejected. Like naturally, you know, these external things, you know, people get very easily, you know, attracted to. So they also got attracted to those disguises of heretics which he assumed and rejected, thinking by mistake that these resemblances of dharma in the form of going naked, wearing red cloth and speaking skillfully were real dharma. Because Indra had created that illusion that whatever dress he was wearing, people thought that this is real dharma. Sometimes he was running, he was going naked, sometimes he was wearing red cloth, sometimes he was speaking skillfully, and people seeing that, they thought, oh, this must be real dharma. Skillful speaking, real dharma. Rakta patadishu, wearing red cloth, this must be real dharma. Or nagna, going naked, this must be real dharma. Like that they are thinking. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes, nagneshu indicates Jains. Rakta pata indicates Buddhists. Adishu indicates followers of Lord Shiva and others. And peshaleshu vagmishu means they speak with superficially charming words which are very logical, but it's not dharmic. They may speak like very, very, sometimes superficially illogical words also. Very sweet but illogical words. Like, you know, silent thunder. This kind of, you know. Buddhists, what do they call it? No. They have some kind. Clapping with one hand. Something like that, you know, such paradoxical. Hear the sound of silence. Whatever it means. So Prabhupada writes, in Kali Yuga, prayena alpayusha sabhya kalavasmin yugejana. In Kali Yuga, people do not have any brain substance, they do not have ayu, they do not have patience, nothing. Therefore, they accept all the false religious systems and therefore they are always mentally disturbed. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, sannyas is prohibited because people may accept it for cheating. Actually, only bona fide religion is The only bona fide religion is surrender to God. Everything else is bogus. Only surrendering to the Supreme Lord is the true religion. Everything else is bogus. Because if sannyas is allowed in Kali, for every bona fide parampara, there are hundreds of non-bona fide paramparas. So for every one bona fide sannyasi, 100 non-bona fide sannyasis are also produced. And it creates a lot of disturbance in the society. Therefore, you know, Kalau Pancha Vivarjayet, these five things are prohibited in Kali. Tadabhijnaya Bhagavan Prutuparakramaha Indraya Kupito Banam Adatto Dyatakarmukaha. Tadabhijnaya, understanding that this Indra is relentless, he is not going to give up this thing. Bhagavan Prithuhu Prithuparakramaha. Prithuparakraha means extremely brave and courageous. Indraya Kupito, becoming very angry on Indra. Karmukaha Udyata, he took up his bow and Banamadatta. He said, Mera
data to be, he is too soft. He is not doing anything. Let me do it now. So he took up his bow and put the arrow. Took the matter in his own hand. So Prabhupada writes here in the purport, it is the duty of a king to do two things. First thing he says, he himself should be a bona fide representative of God. That is his prime duty. Second is, he should cut down all irreligious systems following in the footsteps of Putu Maharaj. Unfortunately, today's people are cowards who declare a secular state. Such a mentality is a way of compromising religious and irreligious systems, and because of this, people are becoming disinterested in spiritual advancement. So Prabhupada says, this whole concept of secularism, as in the way in which these people understand, he says this is the biggest tragedy. Because such a mentality is a way of compromising religious and irreligious systems. And because of this, people are becoming disinterested in spiritual advancement. Therefore, the whole society is going towards hellish existence.
Tam ritvija shakra vadabhi sanditam vichakshya dusprekshyam asahyaram hasam nivarayama suraho mahamate na yajjate pranya vadat prachoditat.
Tam vichakshya, observing that Prithu Maharaj, who was dusprekshyam, it was impossible to behold that form of Prithu Maharaj because he was so angry. लोग देख ही नहीं पा रहे थे प्रथु महाराज को दुष्प्रेक्ष्यम बट तम विचक्ष्य सीइंग हिम दैट वे असह्य रमहसम हैविंग इंटॉलरेबल स्पीड अगेंस्ट हिज एनिमीज बिकॉज दे थॉट दैट दे न्यू हिज कैपेबिलिटी सो दे न्यू हिज स्पीड असह्य रमहसम Shakra Vada Abhisanditam, and understanding that he has made up his mind to kill Indra, therefore it's impossible to stop him. Ritvijaha Nivarayamasuhu, they prevented Prithu Maharaj. Hey, no, don't kill him right now. Aho Mahamate, O great soul. Prachoditat, it is mentioned in the scriptures that Na Yujyate Atra Anyavadaha. It is not proper that other killing should take place in the sacrifice. Only the allowed sacrificial animals should be killed. Indra is not one amongst them. So, anyavadaha prachoditat. Anyavadaha na yujyate iti prachoditat. The scriptures say that only bona fide animals can be killed, not Indra. So, don't kill him here. At least you should not do it. You are the Ajaman. Like that.
Vayam marutvantam ihartanashanam Vayamahe tvachravasaha tatvisham Ayatayama pahavevanantaram Prasahya rajan juhavamatehitam.
O Rajan,
Vayam Marutvantam Hoyamahe.
We will call Indra. Okay? All we need to do is to chant a mantra. He will be pulled here.
Vayam Marutvantam Hoyamahe. We will call him. You don't worry. You don't have to run behind him. Sitting here, we can pull him here.
Arthanashanam. Who is the destroyer of your goal?
Hatat Trisham. He has already lost his power. He has no power anymore.
Iha. We will call him to this sacrifice.
Ayatayama upavahaihi.
Upahavaihi.
By fresh mantras. We will chant fresh mantras and he will be here immediately. You don't have to run behind him.
Anantaram. And in a moment we can do it. No problem.
Prasakhya juhavama te ahitam. You don't kill him. We will offer him in the sacrificial fire.
Okay. So we will offer him in the sacrificial fire. You don't do anything. You are the yajaman. It is not allowed in the scriptures. But this is allowed. We will feed him into the sacrificial fire. Like that they are suggesting to Putu Maharaj. You don't do anything. So here Srila Vishnu Chakravarti writes, though this particular Indra was an incarnation of Vishnu, and the priests were not materialistic priests, okay, because the priests who were in the Dakshayagya, they were said to be of a materialistic kind, okay, but here the priests who are presiding over Prithu Maharaj's Yajna, they were not materialistic priests, and they also knew that this Indra was an incarnation of Vishnu. They spoke in this way to show the nature of those following karma. Even intelligent people on this path become blind. That is what they wanted to show. Whoever it may be, but because that this attraction to karma or absorption in karma or this karma kanda is so dangerous that it can make even the most intelligent person blind. In order to show that, in order to establish that, they were acting like this, they were speaking like this. As Brahma becomes blind by lust and Lord Shiva by anger, similarly Indra sometimes become blinded by envy and crookedness. Okay. But in one sense, if you see, you know, Krishna uses them to establish certain things. And at the same time, it's not that they never improve. It's not like that. Okay. So it's not that, oh, Indra means Karma Mishra Bhakta. It's not like that. So Indra at some point in his life might have been a Karma Mishra Bhakta, but it's not that Indra cannot improve. So there is always scope for improvement, and definitely we know from our scriptures that he is a soul surrendered to Krishna, so very soon his other desires will go away. How soon, or maybe it has already gone, we do not know. So it's not necessary that all Indras are Karma Mishra Bhaktas also, not like that. Again Prabhupada Natarpot writes, by chanting Vedic mantras, one can do wonderful things. Like here they are trying to pull Indra. But in Kali Yuga, there are no qualified Brahmanas. Therefore, the only chanting that is allowed is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Like that.
इत्यामन्त्रकृतपतिं विदुरा विदुरास्यदत्रिजोरुषा स्रग्गस्थान् जुह्वतो भेत्य स्वयंभू प्रत्यषेदत. ओ विदुरा, इति आमन्त्रकृतपतिं,
आफ्टर इन्फॉर्मिंग द किंग ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस कृतु महाराज, Swayambhuhu asya ritvijo abhyatya. Brahma understood this, that this is really getting out of hands. These people are ready to offer Indra into the sacrificial fire. So, you know, this has to be stopped now. So immediately Brahma appeared there. And he said, he followed proper etiquette. He first told Prithu Maharaj, I am stopping your priests. Okay, don't mind. So he approached the priest of Prithu Maharaj. Sraghastan, who had taken the srag, is the you know, there are many kinds of ladles. Some ladles are used to put the, you know, sacrificial grains into the fire. Some are used for putting the sacrificial ghee into the fire. Like that, different ladles for different purposes. Some are called srak, some are called surva. Like that, you know, different kinds of ladles are there. So srak hastan, they have taken the srak ladle in their hand, ready to offer Indra into the sacrificial fire. At that moment, Brahmaji came. Right that on time. Srak hastan, rusha juhvatuhu pratishedata. They were offering oblations in anger. Pratishedata. He said, stop. Right at the, you know, exactly at the right moment, he stopped them.
Navadyo bhavatamindro yajyagyo bhagavattanuhu yam jigam sata yajyena yasyeshtastana vasuraha.
Navadyo bhavatamindro, do not kill Indra. Why? Yajyagyo bhagavattanuhu, because he is the body of the Lord. Prabhupada always says that the demigods are like body of the Lord, and in the they are also part of the universal form also. Yam jigam sata yajyena, you wish to kill Indra by performing a sacrifice. Yasya suraha tanavah ishtaha. Did you think about it, my dear sages, that you are trying to kill Indra by performing a sacrifice in which part of that sacrifice is worship of devatas, and you are trying to kill Indra, who is the king of the devatas, by performing a sacrifice in which the devatas have to be worshipped? What are you trying to do here? Did you think about it? Brahmaji is telling. Now, who is telling glories of Indra?
Brahma is telling glories of Indra to the priest. But the priest knows that he is in such a wrong action. So, they will be.
See, what Brahmaji is trying to do here is, he is telling, he is not telling that Indra did not perform any wrong activity. He is telling, unhone kiya. You cannot take the law in your hand. It's not your role to do this. That's what they are telling. So if someone is doing some wrong activity, you cannot take the law in your hand and punish him. Okay? So that's what Brahmaji is telling. So he is not glorifying Indra for sure. But he is reminding them that he is a part of the body of the Supreme Lord. You cannot deal with him like this. Srila Vishwanathagadaka comments here. He says, Indra is the body of the Lord. The Brahmana should not try to kill the form of the Lord. You wish to kill him by sacrifice, but how can you kill the personification of sacrifice, Indra, by performing a sacrifice? You cannot do it. Moreover, the devatas who are parts of his body are worshipped by us in the sacrifice. How can he die? You did not consider this. Did you? How are you going to? So he is, see, you are trying to kill the Lord of the Lord of the devatas by performing a sacrifice in which the devatas are meant to be worshipped as a part of the sacrifice. Don't you see this contradiction? That's what Brahmaji is asking. For the sacrifice to be successful, First thing, the devatas must be pleased. Okay? How will the devatas be pleased when you are performing a sacrifice to kill Indra, who is the king of the devatas? So it makes no sense. And ultimately, the ultimate bhoktaram yajyatapasam, the bhokta of the sacrifice is Lord Vishnu, and the part of Lord Vishnu's body, or very important part of Lord Vishnu's body in the form of the Virat Purusha, is Indra. How can you please the Yajna Purusha by destroying a part of his own body? Did you not think about it? Like that Brahmaji is offering the argument here. See, good point, but here you see why Brahmaji is using this argument. The purpose for Brahmaji using this argument is to stop what they are doing. That's all. Okay? And the second thing, if the Supreme Lord himself is satisfied, because it is mentioned that in every one of those Ashwamedha Yajna, the Supreme Lord himself came to accept his share, which demigod would have the guts to say that I will not accept my share and I will ensure that this Yajna does not get over? They cannot, because the Supreme Lord himself has come to accept the share, so he cannot say. So therefore Indra became invisible and abducted the horse. So, it's like that. That's my understanding. Tasmin tushte jagat tushtam. If the Lord is pleased, you know, the others cannot say anything like that. Came, yeah. He personally had come. So he also, Indra also came. But the more it started getting closer to 100, he said, man, what's happening? You know, I have to do something. I can't do anything because the Lord is personally coming to accept his share. So we have to go. We have no choice. But then when it was 100, he said he lost his intelligence at that time. And he stole the horse and became invisible and ran away.
Tadidam pasyata mahat dharma vyatikaran vijaha indrenanustitam rajna karmai tad vijikaham sata. O dvija, o brahmanas, tad idam pasyata mahat dharma vyatikaram.
O brahmanas, just see the great disruption of dharma indrena anushtitam that Indra has caused. Vijikaham sata, by desiring to obstruct etad rajnyah karma, by desiring to obstruct this karma or this sacrifice performed by Prithu Maharaj. See to what extent Indra has gone to stop this sacrifice, and in doing that how great a disruption he has caused on the path of dharma. You are dekh rahe hain ki nahi? This is Brahmaji telling. So why you are inspiring this Prithu Maharaj to continue with this 100th sacrifice? Aap dekh nahi rahe ki that Indra is not able to tolerate and he is going on creating more and more disruption of dharma. Shouldn't you be advising Prithu Maharaj to stop this sacrifice? Aapko kabhi ye laga nahi that Prithu Maharaj should be stopped from performing this sacrifice because Indra has lost his mind. Prithu Maharaj is still sane. Good instructions can be given to a sane person, but not to a person who has gone insane. So shouldn't you be stopping Prithu Maharaj from doing this? What are you doing? You see, Indra is creating havoc. ధర్మ వ్యతికర మహద్ ధర్మ వ్యతికరం పశ్యత సీ దిస్ గ్రేట్ డిసరప్షన్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ దట్ ఇంద్ర ఇస్ కాసింగ్ బికాస్ యూ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు యూ సమ్హౌ వాంట్ దట్ పృథు మహారాజ్ షుడ్ పర్ఫార్మ్ దిస్ 100th అశ్వమేధ యజ్ఞ వాట్ ఈస్ దర్ ఇన్ అ నంబర్ నథింగ్
పృథుకీర్తే పృథోర్భూయాత్ తర్హ్యేకో నశతక్రతుః అలంతే క్రతు విశ్విష్టైర్ యద్భవాన్ మోక్ష ధర్మవృత్.
హి సేస్ పృథుః, ఓ మై డియర్ పృథు మహారాజ్, పృథుకీర్తే, యూ పొసెస్ గ్రేట్ ఫేమ్. ఓ పృథు మహారాజ్, యు ఆర్ ఫేమస్ ఫర్ వాట్? యు ఆర్ మోక్ష ధర్మవృత్, you know the path of liberation. Tarhi eka una shatak kratuhu bhuyat. Let it be that you have performed only 99. Eka una shatak kratu. Let him be shatak kratu. May you be eka una shatak kratu. One less than 100. It's okay. Bhuyat. Let it be like that. అలం సు ఇష్టై క్రతుబిర్, వాట్ ఆర్ యు గోయింగ్ టు గెయిన్ బై పర్ఫార్మింగ్ ఆల్ దీస్ సాక్రిఫైసెస్? యద్ భవాన్ మోక్ష ధర్మవిత్, బికాస్ యు నో ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ లిబరేషన్, వాట్ డూ యూ థింక్ యూ విల్ గెయిన్ బై పర్ఫార్మింగ్ దిస్ సాక్రిఫైస్? వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ వర్స్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత? ద పర్సన్ హూ హాస్ రీచ్డ్ ద స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞాన, he does not gain anything by performing sacrifices and he does not lose anything by not performing those sacrifices. Which verse is that? What is that? Or are you ready with the verse? What is the verse? Na krite neh kaschana. What is that? నాకృతే నేహ కశ్చన నైవ తస్య కృతేనార్తో నాకృతే నేహ కశ్చన నచాస్య సర్వభూతేషు కశ్చిత్ అర్థవ్యపాశ్రయ. కృష్ణ సేస్ నైవ తస్య కృతేనార్త నాకృతే నేహ కశ్చన, హీ డస్ నాట్ గెయిన్ ఎనీథింగ్ బై పర్ఫార్మింగ్ హిస్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ డ్యూటీస్ అండ్ హీ డస్ నాట్ లూజ్ ఎనీథింగ్ బై నాట్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ హిస్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ డ్యూటీస్ బికాస్ హీ ఈస్ in a different qualification. He is qualified for jnana. Generally, by performance of prescribed duties, one's heart becomes purified. By performing detached prescribed duties, by performing one's prescribed duties in a detached fashion, one's heart becomes purified. And by non-performance, one's heart does not get purified, rather one accumulates impious credits. But for a person who has become qualified on the path of pure devotional service or on the path of jnana, such a person, his heart does not get any more purified by practice of karma. Or by non-performance, he does not accrue any sinful reactions. So why should such a person perform? So he is telling, yet bhavan moksha dharmavit, you know the path of liberation. So therefore, what do you think you will gain by performing this 100 sacrifices? 100 or 99 or 98, it makes no difference to you. Why you are so much after performing this 100th sacrifice? Give it up. Prithukirte prithurbhuyat tarhi eka ona shatakratu. May you be known as eka ona shatakratu. Let him be shatakratu. You have a longer name. Eka ona shatakratu. Like that. So, Srila Vishnu Thakur writes here, he says, 99 sacrifices, so Brahmaji is telling Prithu Maharaj, 99 sacrifices is a great number. This will give Prithu Maharaj great fame than Indra with his 100. What to speak of this? Yudhishthir Maharaj, by performing only 3 sacrifices, he became as famous as Indra. By that his fame will be complete. This will happen because of my blessings, Brahmaji says. You have my blessings, you will become more famous than Indra. Having spoken to the priest, Brahma then addressed Prithu and said, these sacrifices are not necessary for you. Yet Bhavan Moksha Dharma Vit. You know the path of moksha. Why you are after this sacrifice? So Srila Prabhupada writes, just as all jivas are naturally envious of its competitors, Indra, although the king of heaven, was also envious of Prithu Maharaj. Indra, to satisfy his senses, began to invent so many religious systems to stop Prithu Maharaj. Therefore, Brahmaji came personally. Though as a pure devotee of the Lord, Prithu Maharaj did not have to perform these sacrifices, as an ideal king, he had to. So as a pure devotee, he didn't have to perform these sacrifices, and he was not personally performing also. Therefore, a compromise was worked out. By Brahmaji's blessings, Prithu will become more famous than Indra. He said, aapko kya chahiye? Fame chahiye. Fame bhi nahi chahiye tha. But then, just to pacify, he said, you will become more famous than Indra by just performing 99. Okay, like that. By my blessings.
Naivatmane Mahendraya Rosham Ahartum Arhasi Ubavapihi Badramte Uttamashloka Vigrahau.
Na eva Mahendraya Rosham Ahartum Arhasi. You should not show anger to Indra. Na eva Mahendraya Rosham Ahartum Arhasi. Why? Atmane. Because he is non-different from you. Don't show your anger towards Indra. Ubhav apihi badramte. May good fortune be upon both of you. Uttama shloka vigrahau. Both of you are forms of the Supreme Lord. Please don't act like this. May good fortune be upon both of you. Please stop this competition. What happened? You can.
There is also Lord Yajna. Both are Lord.
It's bewildering. Something like that. At this point, probably was not there, because in the next chapter he is going to appear again. After that, the Lord comes. Here, before even the Yajna gets complete, the Lord comes. What he is going to do, we are going to see. What did I tell? I don't know whether he came towards the end of the Yajna or in the middle of the Yajna. But whenever it was his time to accept the share, he came. That's all I know. Okay, so he says, please don't show anger to Indra, because he is non-different from you. Good fortune to both of you, who are both forms of the Supreme Lord.
Masmin Maharaja Krutasma Chintam Nishamayasmatvacha Adhritatma Yadhyayato Daivahatam Nukartum Manotirishtam Vishaketamondam.
So he says, O Maharaja, my dear king, Nishamaya Asmatvacha Adhritatma. So please, with respect, hear my words. Brahmaji is telling Prithu Maharaj, Nishamaya Asmad Vacha Adritatma. Being respectful, please hear my words. Ma Asmin Krita Asmad Chintam. Please do not worry about this incomplete sacrifice. Uska chinta mat karo ab. Yet, because Atirushtam Manaha, the angry mind, Jhayato Daiva Hatam Nu Kartum, the angry mind of one who meditates on doing what is destroyed by fate, Vishate Tamo Andam. It enters into deepest illusion. You are not destined to complete your 100th sacrifice. So, give up that desire. If you do not give up that desire, then you will become unnecessarily agitated and angry to accomplish something which has already been destroyed by fate. And if one does not accept the decision of fate, then his mind will enter into deepest of ignorance. So therefore, you accept that you are not destined to complete your 100th sacrifice. If you accept it, your mind will not become bewildered. If you do not accept it, you will become bewildered. That's what he is telling Prithu Maharaj. Prabhupada here writes in the purport, sometimes even saintly persons have to face reversals in life. Like here Prithu Maharaj is facing. Such incidents have to be taken as providential. Providential means desire of the Supreme Lord. Although there may be sufficient cause for being unhappy, one should avoid counteracting such reversals. For the more we become implicated in rectifying such reversals, the more we enter into the darkest regions of material anxieties. Therefore, Krishna says, Tam Stitikshasva Bharata. That's why Rupa Goswami also, one has to endeavor for it. One has to cultivate it in one sense. So that's why in the 64 limbs, of that mentioned in Bhaktirasam Sindhu by Rupa Goswami, one of the important limbs, top 20 limbs, Rupa Goswami says, Shokadi Ananuvartita. One should not become too much affected by extreme emotions like distress, which means basically one should try to tolerate and not get swayed by those emotions, anger, extreme emotions. Which means, if it is a limb, those 64 limbs are the limbs prescribed for sadhaka, vaidhi sadhaka. So vaidhi sadhaka means he has to endeavor to do it. So which means there needs to be some endeavor from the part of the sadhaka to tolerate. Tolerate means endeavor only, isn't it? Tolerate means you are endeavoring to tolerate. If it does not affect you at all, then you are not tolerating anything. Isn't it? Yeah. Enduring. The moment you say, I am enduring, which means you are endeavoring to do it. If someone is snoring right next to you, किसी को कुछ फर्क ही नहीं पड़ता, then for then you know, like for example, for me if someone snores right next to me, it doesn't matter. But if someone switches on the light, it matters. See, I am more sensitive to light. But sound, no problem. Both sides, someone can snore, I can still sleep, no problem. So that means that is not endurance. Enduring means you are endeavoring to do it. Tolerance means you are endeavoring to do it. It does not come naturally. If it becomes a part of your system, then there is no question of endurance. Therefore, this tolerance is one of the 64 limbs, actually. Part of one of the 64 limbs of, there are two such limbs actually. One is Shokadi Ananuvartita. Like that, there are two limbs. If I'll try to check and let you know. Or maybe by now, Haldar Priyapu already has it. What are those two? Okay, tell me the first 20 limbs. What are the first 20 limbs? No, this comes in the 11 to 20. The don'ts section. 11 to 20. If you can find out the 11 to 20, there are two such limbs actually. Which are slightly similar, but I'm not able to recall exactly. 6 nahin, aage aata hai. So 8th is offenses. Okay, it will come, yeah, before that. Yeah.
One should rigidly give up the company of
non-devotee. Next.
One should not disturb the person who is not desirous of accepting devotee. One should not be very enthusiastic about sitting pocket
helper.
Then one should not try to read too many books. One should not be neglectful in ordinary living. One should not be under the spell of lamentation.
One should not be under the spell of lamentation,
in loss, or
jubilation,
in gain.
Okay, this is one. What is the next? Next, kya hai?
One should not be disrespected by the Lord. One should not give unnecessary troubles to any living entity. One should carefully avoid the various offenses in chanting.
Okay. Fine.
Last one. One should be very intolerant towards the blasphemy of the Lord.
Hey, not that. I thought there were like two things. Okay, that is the one. Which one? Can you read that again? One should
not be under the spell of lamentation in loss.
Which means one should not be, if it is an injunction, means it may not come naturally to us. We have to endeavor. Endeavor to curb those extreme emotions, because extreme emotions means our intelligence gets totally switched off. Okay. Kratur viramatamesha devesho duravagrahah dharma vyatikaro yatra pakandairindra nirmitaihi. Kratur viramatam. Let this sacrifice be stopped. Yatra deveshu esha duravagraha. In this sacrifice, amongst the devatas, Indra has become so stubborn. Can't you see? Pakandair dharma vyatikaraha indra nirmitaihi. And because of this Indra, dharma has been destroyed. By all these heretics who have been introduced by Indra. Seeing Indra, so many different apasampradayas have already started. Evam parampara praptam. So many paramparas have started and they will continue. Now how we are going to stop it? Itna important hai ki aapka 100th sacrifice. Just stop it. Indra cannot be stopped because he has lost his intelligence. You can be stopped. So Prabhupada writes,
yadyad acharati shreshtas tattadevetarojana. For his own sense gratification, Indra stole Prithumaraj's horse and hid himself amidst so many irreligious personalities like fake sannyasis. Such activities are attractive to common people. Therefore, Brahmaji thought better to stop the sacrifice. Because so many people are following this Indra. It was attractive, quite attractive to common people. Similar stance was taken by Buddha also, who had to deny the Vedic scriptures. Okay, ideally, he should not have done it. He should not have rejected the Vedic scriptures. And same thing here also, ideally Indra should have been stopped. What was wrong if Prithu Maharaj completes his 100th sacrifice? And who was making the mistake? Was Prithu Maharaj making a mistake by performing 100 Ashwamedha Yajna? No. Mistake was made by the Indra. But still, the most effective solution was to stop Prithu Maharaj. Similarly, the Vedic scriptures had nothing wrong in it. So ideally, these people who are misusing those Vedic scriptures should have been stopped. But the most effective solution at the time when Buddha came was to reject the Vedic literature. A similar kind of solution was here given by Brahmaji. Yes, I know he should be stopped, but it's not practical. It's more practical to stop you. And you are not losing anything anyway by that. Same thing as what Lord Buddha did, similar thing Brahmaji is also doing here. So Lord Buddha did this when animal slaughter became rampant. But in Kali Yuga there is no proper brahmanas to perform sacrifices. Again, so far comes back to the same thing. Therefore, Sankirtan Yajna is recommended. In Kali, people are expert in opening slaughterhouses. Not in chanting Vedic mantras, but they are expert in opening slaughterhouses. Oh, I am reading. Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry. So, in 35, Srila Vishnu Gita Gur writes, why are you stopping me? Can't Indradi stop? He says, no. He has become very stubborn, so it's not going to work. So you better stop. So Prabhupada writes, there are many competitors in business affairs, and the Karmakanda sections of the Vedas cause competition and envy amongst karmis. A karmi has to be envious because he wants to enjoy full sense gratification. Brahmaji wanted to stop the sacrifice as he did not want Indra to introduce further irreligion, which are followed by criminal-minded people. They just need some stamp of approval. So, what can be a bigger stamp than the stamp of Indra? Okay, so Brahmaji said, nothing doing, stop this right now. Like that. Okay. So, we have another 7 verses. It's 1:30 right now. Should we take in the evening or... evening, okay. So we will meet after evening prasadam. Okay, 5:15, 5:20. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.